Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's talk history today about mining up on the Butte. This is told by a man named Herschel. Standing there beside my dad, he said, seeing the splintered bone protruding from his leg above the ankle sickened me for a moment. To make things worse, there we were, miles from any phone or help of any kind. The company that bought the mine agreed to leave the machinery on the property in the event the mine ran out of ore. This is the very thing that happened. Moving all those heavy parts out of the canyon was something else. The stamp mill had to be in the canyon because that was the only place where there was any water. They'd gotten this one big cogwheel almost to the top of the ridge where the rich ore vein lay, assaying in places as high as $2,000 a ton. Now it was all depleted of its gold. Dad and I were on this summer day in 1920, about 3 miles southwest of Chelan Butte Lookout Station. The cog weighed no less than 200 pounds. We were inching it along, making very slow progress, trying to get it to where it could be hauled away. We had only a few feet to go when Dad lost his balance. He tried to jump free, but I couldn't hold the cog, so it crushed his leg. Dad had worked in mines before where miners had been hurt. Now he would have to apply his knowledge to his own case. He said to me, "Mel, take hold of my ankle and pull straight out with all your might." As I pulled, I couldn't help but notice the deathly pallor on his face. The bone snapped back into place. All I could find for splints were tufts of hay that had been left there during the winter for horses. We knew there were ranchers miles below us. I would have to get to a phone and find help. One thing in my favor, it was all downhill, and I made the best of it. Saw a ranch house in the distance and made for it. Luckily, the rancher was home. "My dad is up to the mine with a broken leg. Will you please call Dr. Moore in Chelan and have him send up an ambulance?" The rancher said he would. He would also hook up his team to the stone boat and come on up. By the time we got him on the stone boat and over to the main road, the ambulance was waiting for us. Dr. Moore said he didn't have to reset the bone. He didn't think much of the splints, though. After the mining boom got underway on Chelan Butte and more experienced mineralogists came and looked the country over, they just shook their heads and said, "It's just a rich pocket. There's nothing in place. No more ledge." And that was the story. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.